Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Users of the Mary Sy Recreation Center are raising questions about a plan to demolish the pool and the likelihood voters will approve a $35 million bond to build a new one. About 50 people from the new group Friends of Mary Sy met with borough officials Monday morning to ask questions and share concerns. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle said he is standing by his proposal to demolish the 68-year-old facility instead of investing millions to keep it going. The pool needs $2 to $3 million in improvements to remain open and would close for several months for repairs if not demolished. Castle said a bond proposal will be brought to the Assembly in the coming weeks and will include a plan for a new aquatic center. Any public bonds will need Assembly and voter approval. Mickey Rosser, with Friends of Mary Sy, expressed concerns that the Mary Sy facility would be demolished before the election, which could result in voter rejection of a bond package. The Assembly is being asked to appropriate $680,000 to tear down the recreation center. A public hearing for the demolition money is set for April 12th. The Alaska House has passed a state budget. Monday's 21-19 vote sends the spending plan to the Senate, despite criticism from minority caucus Republicans that it does not include more of the spending cuts they proposed. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchiman reports.
Homer Representative Paul Seaton spoke in favor of the budget. He's a majority caucus Republican who shaped the bill as the co-chairman of the House Finance Committee. Seaton noted the state would draw from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for state government.
This budget is historic in that it is the first time we are planning to use the percent of market value calculation for permanent fund earnings reserve account for public services in addition to providing the annual permanent fund dividend.
The budget price tag comes in at $5.5 billion, half a billion dollars more than last year. Palmer Minority Caucus Republican Delana Johnson criticized the budget. As an example of spending she opposed, she cited a $500,000 study of vitamin D deficiency supported by Seaton.
There's still a lot of waste. And again, it comes back to accountability. We are accountable for this budget. And if we're not able to bring something forward that shows that we've really done our due diligence to reduce the budget to the point that is manageable, then, Mr. Speaker, I can't support this budget.
North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson agreed there was still room to cut.
I'm an absolute no. If we can't even take care of the fat that is in this budget before we could even have the real discussions on the other areas, then we truly, really aren't looking for change or transparency.
Most of the increased spending was due to a rise in the permanent fund dividend from $1,100 last year to roughly $1,600. And most of the rest of the increase was for payments for public worker benefits and Medicaid and children's health insurance. Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Guerra says the increases cover the cost of inflation and support public safety.
Those of us who are voting for this budget have said enough is enough. People have a right to be safe in their homes. That's not waste. That's not fat, Mr. Speaker. Those are basic services the public deserves.
Any changes the Senate makes in the budget would likely be worked out in a conference committee. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
In other state news, Governor Bill Walker is asking the state legislature to take $10 million he originally wanted to spend exploring for signs of oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and put it towards other things. Alaska Public Media reports that Walker sent a letter to the co-chairs of the House and Senate Finance Committees Monday, asking them to redirect more than $8.3 million towards a statewide 911 system. Walker also wants to split $1.5 million between the Department of Revenue and the Department of Natural Resources for work on the Alaska LNG project. Congress opened the refuge for development in December, but there is not a lot of data about how much oil underlies the coastal plain. In the letter, Walker says the funds are not needed for seismic exploration in the refuge right now. Both the House and Senate will have to approve the budget before the money can be spent. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.